T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the line with us from the Eagles is, of course, yes, Dave Spadaro. How you doing, David?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing great.
All right, Dave, you read the piece. How do you feel about it?
Well, I feel that it's a misplaced piece. I think that everything, and kind of echoing what Mike Garofalo said, everything that Carson is, the Eagles have known for a very, very long time. They put a lot of research into him. They know about his competitiveness, his intensity. They love the way he challenges the coaches. Last year, when he threw 33 touchdown passes and 7 interceptions, all of that was seen as a positive. And now in this story, it is seen, it's portrayed in a what I think is an inaccurate light. And I don't pretend like in a locker room, 53 players all love each other. I mean, I lived through all the Jaworski, Randall Cunningham, the Donovan McNabb, Jeff Garcia. I mean, all of years and years and years of quarterbacks and personalities. And so if I were to go through every locker and poll every single player about the other 52 players, I'm sure I'd find some guys who don't care for people or don't know people or would rather they carry themselves differently. I just think it was a sensationalized story that doesn't portray it accurately. It certainly doesn't portray the standing of Carson Wentz within the Eagles organization accurately. And for Joe to say that this is going to be the motivating factor for Carson Wentz in 2019 takes it to a totally different level. I mean, Carson Wentz cares about one thing, and that's winning a Super Bowl for the Philadelphia Eagles and for the city of Philadelphia. He's not out there trying to prove Joe Santoliquito wrong.
Hey, Joe, Dave, every day you're there with the Eagles in the NovaCare complex. Has Carson changed over the 3 years? Is he more more looking for his own benefits rather than the team's? Are you seeing a change at all?
No, but I will tell you that this year was extraordinarily difficult for Carson Wentz to come back, to spend your whole offseason after the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Look, Carson certainly wanted to be the quarterback on the field when the Eagles won the Super Bowl. So the human nature of it is at times can be difficult to take. Then you spend your whole offseason not gelling with your teammates, not working out with your teammates, not vacationing with your teammates. Instead, you're rehabbing your knee. And then you come back and play. And there's something just a little off in Carson's game during the season. I think we would all agree with that.
Yes.
He was not
right.
The same quarterback he was prior to the injury. So you're trying to get yourself back to that. And then you hurt your back, and then the team turns around again. So Carson wasn't necessarily different, but he was challenged in many different ways, professionally and personally. It's hard for remember, this is a quarterback in his third year in the NFL, trying to take a franchise to new heights, and injuries are holding it back. So he wasn't aloof. He was the way Carson is.
Right.
But it was difficult for him. He admitted it after the season, how difficult it was for him.
Here's, I guess, the thing about the story that resonated the most with me, Dave, is the fact that Foles did run the offense more effectively than Wentz did. And the implication in the story, really, he says it straight out, that Wentz wasn't following the offense quite the way Foles was. He was pushing back. It even at one point says he was bullying the offensive coordinator. What is a good explanation for why it ran better with Foles than Wentz?
Well, let me just make this clarification here. I am not comparing Carson and Nick. Nick Foles is forever a hero. I love Nick Foles. Nick Foles went out and beat the New England Patriots last February and won the Super Bowl. So this is not a comparison. But I'll also say this. The offense, I mean, the entire team played better. The defense was better. The defense had takeaways. The offensive line became healthy. And the offense, look, they scored 30 points in 2 playoff games. I mean, that's – and I give Nick all the credit in the world. The drive down the field to beat the Bears and to win in Chicago against the number one ranked defense in the league, very impressive. Offense did not perform well after the first quarter in New Orleans. There were times, there were inconsistencies when Nick was playing as there were when Carson was playing. But there's no question the Eagles rallied. late in the season. It certainly helped. It's not one player. Nick, I give Nick all the credit in the world. The players played really well down the stretch. The defense played well. Darren Sproles coming back helped. I mean, so when you say the offense performed better, the Eagles won games, yes. I'm sorry, the offense played better. The offense was better, but it wasn't like where it really we all thought it would be the whole season.
Right.
Why wasn't the offense? We thought I came on before the season and said that this team was the most talented team I had ever seen in an Eagles training camp.
Yeah.
And then they came out and throughout the year just bumping along. Injuries really played a factor. So I don't know, Angela. Is it the offense played better with Nick? I think the team played better around Nick.
Okay.
And there were many, many factors because of that.
Dave, last thing. I think everybody is curious because it's such a big story that so many people are talking about. How does the Eagles organization feel about it? Are they angry? Are they upset? How do they feel about the story?
Yeah, the biggest part of it that I've gotten is that Joe admits that he didn't contact the Eagles prior to the release of the story, but he never contacted the Eagles for any sort of comment during the course of his investigation, if you will. I mean, Joe, I like Joe. Joe's a great guy. But look, this is a locker room where the largest contingent of beat reporters in the NFL descends upon the locker room every single day. And when the Eagles were 4-6, I mean, that was a bloodthirsty group of reporters looking for negative stuff. And, I mean, Joe came around like once a week, came to home games. It's just really interesting to me that with all of the Philly media, nobody could unearth any of this stuff. And Joe did. And Joe never gave the Eagles a chance to comment on it during the course of his investigation. So I think that's the part that really bothers him. It's just kind of an unnecessary anonymous sources kind of shoveling dirt on something that really doesn't need to happen. That's the only thing.
Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider. Dave, thank you very much for giving us the response by the Eagles. Appreciate it, Dave.
All right, guys, thank you.
All right, Dave Spadaro, we're going to open it up. We come back. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to hearing what the fans think about all this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.